TV. It's clearer, and we'll leave it at that. So, next Tuesday night, I'm going to do some more lessons learned and start studying feed lines. And if I can just figure out a way to measure the impedance, that's the thing, is, and we'll do that next Tuesday, but I can already tell you that's going to be the question I'm going to have next Tuesday, and probably not anything else. If I can just figure out, I know it needs to be 50 ohms, so I'll buy 600 feet of it if I need to, and I'll cut on it till I get it 50 ohms, if it's that simple. I don't know enough about it right now to say that. I'm just saying, I got to figure out a way to measure that, and if I can measure it, then I've got something to go to. But as it stands right now, I started this conversation weeks ago. I'm thinking, just like I said the other night, I'm just going to throw a piece of wire up in the air and solder, you know, the center conductor and the shield to it and hook it up to my radio. Well, I got this book Walsh gave me, and, well, you know, it's not that easy. My point is, Larry, that I've learned so much in the last 2 weeks. I'll get it. I just got to put myself in a position that forces me to do it. And that's just how I learn. If I can get a little stress on me or committed, okay, well, I got this antenna built. Now it's time to sit down and make it all work. I know that doesn't sound right, but that's just the way I have to do things. But at any rate, thank y'all for your help. Andy, if you're in there, thank you. Larry, thank you. And Larry, I looked you up on QRC today. There's no email listed, but I've got a letter coming to you in the mail. Just going to let you know, heads up. And Walt, thank you so much for helping and putting all this together. I really don't know what I'd do if I'd probably have all this stuff packed up in a box and throw it away. But I just chip away at it, and, you know, you've got to eat an elephant one bite at a time, and that's what I'm trying to do. So anyway, fellas, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I will be clear on y'all's final, and y'all have a blessed week, and 7-3 to y'all.
JBQ, K4, OIM.
Here, KK4, JBQ.
Larry, Chad's been talking. He's got all of his kids out of the house and in college and all. And I'm some good. He done went and got him 3 new kids to feed now. Did you hear about that?
You talk about that, maybe it was online or during the net. Little goats, is that right, Chad?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of goats down here in the pasture, Larry. We used to, well, how do I word it? We would milk goats for people in the community, because we had, back then, we had 2 mothers that were their infants could not digest the mother's milk, and one of them was struggling even with formula. But goat milk is not naturally homogenized. I mean, it is already naturally homogenized, so it infants can digest it a whole lot easier. Long story short, in order, we had the goats for a hobby to raise our kids with, but we got to serve the community with the goat's milk too. So goat's milk and cheese and things like that. But yes, we do have a bunch of goats, and we've got three baby goats that the mothers will not let them nurse. So we go down there with a bottle twice a day and feed the baby goats. So I made a reference to babies the other day, and Walt's got it, and he's running with it. But that's okay. I'm just letting all this stuff stack up, and I'm gonna get him.
I can just imagine just how high his eyebrows rose when you mentioned babies. Okay, well, this is all wonderful. I think our time here is very well spent. I do know that there are other people listening in. But if it were just three or four of us, it would be time well spent. And why? What's the reason for that? Well, it's because Walt and I don't know how many years it's been together, but it's been decades for us, learning what we know and how to apply it. We don't want it to be such a drag for you. And that goes for you, Chad, and it goes for anybody else that's listening that is just picking up on this wonderful hobby. It is a hobby that is full of science. There's a little bit, if you take the extra exam, it's a little bit mathematics as well. It's a bit frustrating. But it's a wonderful hobby. There's so much going on. And the more you understand, the more you can apply to every branch of it. So this is very worthwhile. It's fine that you have so many questions, Chad, and I admire your willingness to put it out there for other people to feel free to ask the questions. No question is... No question is unwise. I'll put it that way. The answers might be, but no question is unwise. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, K4OIM. Larry, you don't know how much I appreciate you sticking in here and answering all these questions about antennas. And Chad, I wish I had another one of these charts from Silvertip. I've been looking everywhere for that chart. I knew I had one, and I didn't realize it was on the back of the big band plan. And you turn it over from the side that's got the phonetic alphabet on it, and then it's got the formulas to cut your antennas, and it tells you how much loss you got for ESWR reading. And then the amount of loss in the different coax and feed line. And then at the bottom of it, it's got a lot of the Q codes. But I think it was $10 at the ham fest and well worth it. But Larry, a baby goat, I don't know if you know it or not, they call him a kid. And you could say I got Chad's goat again tonight, huh?
So I'm just going to give you a heads up. Here's what's coming. So I have found a place on the website that I can order 500 magnetic stars since you broke me on the first night, and now I've got my gold star hanging up here in the ham shack. 500 magnetic gold stars, and I've ordered them, and I'm gonna wait till you have your eye surgery where you can't see, and then I'm gonna sneak over there while you're having your cataract surgery, and I'm gonna put 500. Gold stars all over that truck. So you gotta ride around in town with all them stars on the truck.
break a little bit, Chad, but you leave yourself wide open at times. Is Anna listening now? I hope she is. Boy, I can't believe she done such a great job calling the net Saturday night. I'll never forget, before I called the net, I talked to Dave, and he told me to shadow people for about a month and just, you know, copy down the number of my page and count the check-ins and try to get their name, call sign, name, and location. And I would log in to EchoLink, which reminds me I got to get off of here now. And when I log into EchoLink, I would have to come on there and tell the NCS that I was, you know, shadowing so that they wouldn't think I was waiting to check in and all. And then him and Gary and about every other NCS would say, all right now, don't forget what's going to be a NCS. Be sure to give him a good dose of writer's cramp. And, man, I kept building it up. So that night that I finally called the net, man, I was nervous. And thank goodness they didn't do that to Anna. She just, when she came on, I says, whose voice is that? At first, I thought it was Wendy. Yeah, no. And then Karen, I can't remember Karen's call sign. Her husband was a ham, and they lived up somewhere up in Columbus. And she called the net on Tuesday night. And then Steve passed away, and I don't think she even had a cell phone or anything. Nobody could get in touch with her, but her radio died on her, and I had a radio here that I was going to give her if I could just get in touch with her to take it to her or whatever, but nobody knew where she lived. So I told Dave I'd be interested in taking over her spot. But Anna done a great job Saturday night. I am proud of her. You've got to be proud of her, Chad. K-O-4-N-U-E, K-4-O-I-M.
Well, Walt, here's what you didn't see. Was... yeah, she got about halfway through the net, and she would, and you're right, I am proud of her. This is something that we're enjoying doing together. I don't think she's interested in the HF stuff, but at any rate, so she gets halfway through the net, and when she asks for, you know, check-ins, there's this unusually long pause waiting for people to check in. And finally, I just told her, when she had the mic button released and she was in one of those pauses, I said, honey, you're killing me. You got to push the button, and you can't wait that long. And she just says, I'm doing this. I'm the net controller. You're not. I am. And if I want to wait 10 minutes, I'm going to wait 10 minutes. And I just said, okay, I'm not going to argue with you. You got it, girl. So she did really good. she was tickled to death. So, you know, I don't know. We get started doing this hobby together, and I don't know. It's just like, it's strange. We've been married for 25 years, I think. And it's just kind of like I'm seeing a side of her I've never seen. It's just strange. I mean, it's enjoyable, but she let me know real quick. You sit down and be quiet. And I got this.
Speak you. All right, Chad. I just want to tell you something about Anna that impressed me. First thing she had to say when I checked in, or maybe it was when she acknowledged my check-in, or maybe it was when she was talking to somebody else. Anyway, during that episode where she called Annette, she acknowledged that she was married to the most wonderful man in the world. Now, let me tell you, if every wife thought that about every husband, this would be a much nicer place to live. And so, I don't usually feel comfortable in remarking on other people's relationships, but it seems to be that I can remark on your relationship. That testimony was all I needed to hear, to understand a lot about both of you. KK4JBQ.
Larry, both of our voicemails are set up that way. This is, you get my voicemail. This is Chad Hightower, husband of the most amazing woman in the world. Well, hers says the same thing. And I don't know. When I was younger, I dated a lot, with girls and this, that, and the other, but I don't know. Second date, I just told her, you're the one I'm going to marry. She just looked at me like I was an idiot. But here we are, 25 years, the 7th of October, I think, will be 26 years. So, she is an amazing wife, and we've always seen each other that way, and I really appreciate her. But not don't get off on all that. That's, not what the repeater's for, but she did good, and I'm proud of her, and I'm just glad we can, the kids are gone, and this is a good thing for us to do together and learn together. So, yeah, I appreciate the comments.
I won't generally talk about politics here on the airwaves. I don't think this is the place for it. But everything else human is fair game, and in a respectful way. And that's the primary part, in a respectable way. I can't quantify, I can't stipulate the respect that I have for both you, your wife, and for Walt, and Andy too, Andy, if you're still listening. I have a great deal of respect, and except for Andy, I haven't met any of these people that I'm talking about, and that's one of the wonderful things about this hobby. We get to know people that we may never meet face to face. And we gather up little pieces of respect as we go. It's sort of like, are you my friend? Well, whenever we meet, I'm a friendly person, you're a friendly person, but maybe we're not friends, if you understand my meaning. That takes some time to develop. Well, this time that we spend talking to one another and expressing ourselves in various ways on various topics, that helps us gain the respect and develop the friendship. That's the wonderful thing about this hobby, that nothing else that I've ever encountered in life has been the same. KK4JBQ.
So right. You really are. I tell you one thing I've learned in the past, I don't know, 6 or 8 months since I've got my license, is that a lot of the people I try to visit, the ones that if I'm in an area, I'll make contact with them before, just so I can meet them. And I have spent most of my career in service, and I guess you could say that's, I guess, kind of my love language. I like to help and help people when they need help, or even if they don't need help. But I have met several operators in the last 6 or 8 months that this is, some of them can't walk, some of them can't do anything, some of them are medically, you know, and this is, I'm not going to say this is all they have, but it is a means for them to be social and to contact. And one gentleman, I won't say his name to be respectful, but, you know, to be able to get on the radio and have a good, respectful conversation with someone, I mean, that's just like you said when Anna called the net Saturday night. This net is important to people. Some people it's not, but for some people it is. And it's a way for them to socialize and keep their mind engaged. And I get it. And, we want to be a part of that and, you know, try to contribute to that, even if it's, we don't ever meet. It's just, okay, well, you know, they're pleasant people. They're, you know, we like to listen to them or give an encouraging word or whatever. So we get it. And, but I did not understand that about this hobby until I got my license and started trying to meet people. And some of them don't want to meet, and that's fine. That's not a problem there. But you're right. It is important to some people, and you can tell the ones that it is. So, and I appreciate it, Larry. I do, and Walt, I really do. Andy, if you're in there too, I do. I appreciate it. Y'all have no idea. KO4NUE for station ID.
JBQ and KO4NUE and KI4LZI. Andy, if he's in there listening. But did y'all realize how respectful everyone that checked in Saturday night was? They gave their name, their call sign, their location, all phonetically. And I don't think Anna had to ask anybody one time to repeat. And, boy, I haven't. And, Chad, I know you do, too. They come in there so fast that you just can't. And they come in there with a call sign. But that guy, I forgot where he was at tonight. I even forgot his call sign. I done put my logbook away. But it was something weird. It wasn't phonetically. It was really quick. Operator, RQO. And I had to go back and ask him. And but they was all really nice and polite to Anna Saturday night. And that's the way it's supposed to be. K4OIM for ID.
We had one that checked in, James, up in Tuxedo. He's got a really pleasant voice, and when he checked in, he picked up on she was new, and when he gave his call sign out, I forget his call sign, but he gave his call, and it was KK4, and we just, you know, Adam was just like, I'm so glad he's trying to help me out, you know. So we get it. There were a couple that did that, but she picked up on that real quick. But Walt, believe it or not, she is logging these, most of them. She's switching back and forth between logging and pencil and paper, and I don't understand how she does that. I have to do paper because I can't log it fast enough. But it amazes me how her mind works sometimes. But you know, that's the way she's doing it.
Just one good hand, my right hand. Well, I never was that fast on the keyboard anyway, but Saturday made 3 years since I had that stroke, broke my neck, so yeah, ain't no problem me to do it with a pencil and piece of paper. And I still got my logbook from the first night I called. I go back over it and look at it time to time at the silent keys that's done come and gone since I started calling the net. And after a while, once you get to calling the net, Chad, you realize when somebody didn't check in their group, and you wait till you go to Alpha through Zulu in hopes they gonna check in. And then when they don't check in, you wonder if something's wrong with them or, but this being like Labor Day weekend, I guess they were out of town or had company or something and didn't get to check in. But believe me, I'll let this one person know tomorrow night, K4 OIM for ID.
I got one that I'm friends with. If he doesn't check in, he knows if I don't hear him on the radio, he's going to get a telephone call. So sometimes I think I aggravate him too much because he dozes off in front of the chair, forgets to check in, and then I'll call him at 10 o'clock. I just want to make sure he's all right. He understands that. But, you know, it's, for us, it's a little bit about service and just trying to have conversation because there's so much garbage on TV these days, you know, and you just get wrapped up in that and it's just mindless. But you sit down and have a decent conversation with somebody and, you know, learn a lot of, you know, not just about that person, but everything in general. Antennas, impedance, you know, valerian tea. I had no idea there's such a thing as valerian tea, but, you know, we're going to get it some, and we're going to try it, see what it's all about. So, with that, I appreciate the QSO, guys, but I'm remodeling the house. The kids have moved out and retired, but somehow or another, I'm busier than I've ever been. So, I got the bathroom tore all to pieces and trying to get it back together. And between heavy cast iron sinks and 8-foot ground rods, I'm pretty sore. But I appreciate the QSO, fellas. I do appreciate the round table. And y'all have a blessed week. Larry, don't forget, I got something coming in the mail for you. And Walt, hang with the eyes, Dad. My dad had cataract surgery, and it makes a world of difference. So just hang with it. And I appreciate you both. Respect you both. Appreciate what you do. And this is KO4NUE, and I am clear for the night. 7-3s.
NUE, 7-3s, Chad. And I could never repay you. You don't know how much it meant, the help that you gave me with my truck. I really appreciate it, Chad. Always glad to help. KI4LZI, Andy, if you're still listening, I guess your foot's all right because you've been out mobiling. I hope it is. KK4JBQ, Larry. Like I said, I appreciate you sticking around for the round table, and the knowledge you have, you've helped Chad out, you've helped me out a lot. Really appreciate it. So I'm going to be like Chad. With that, I'm going to say 7-3s, good night, and catch y'all further on down the log.
KO4NUE, K4OIM, and KI4LZI. This is KK4JBQ. I just want to say that it's been a pleasure, gentlemen. It really has. And everybody have a good night's rest. KK4JBQ, clear.